What about non-operative approaches, RFA? Does that have a role in management of these patients?
I think it does. I think any oncologist who had liver mets from colon cancer would choose resection over RFA because we have the issue of marginal misses and of really not having any inkling of whether you've got an R0 kill or an R2 kill with your radiofrequency ablation. So again, I certainly understand when surgeons do a resection of some areas and an ablation of another under open circumstances where they can see what they're doing and feel what they're doing. I'm not a real big fan of RFA as a tool to use in somebody with a first procedure for recurrent disease. Now, I do use it more commonly in people who've had a liver resection and then have more disease show up that's limited.
Any thoughts about the quality of hepatic surgery that's going on out there across this country? This comes up in almost every tumor. When should patients requiring cancer surgery go to a tertiary center as opposed to being operated on, not so much in the community, but by general surgeons, let's say? What are your thoughts about that in terms of hepatic resection?
I believe really in all oncologic surgery, studies have shown time after time that the surgeon matters. You know, we've got studies about that in pancreatic cancer. We've got studies about that in liver cancer. You want a surgeon who's comfortable doing aggressive resections, but not so aggressive that the patient ends up in liver failure afterwards. And so I think that individuals shouldn't be trained in surgical oncology if they're going to be doing hepatic resections. And the general surgeons probably shouldn't go there.
Steve Carley and I were talking about this, and he kind of mentioned something that made me, because I'm not really sure who's doing this surgery. Mm-hmm. Do you know?
Well, I think that it's variable. There are surgeons who have not had specialized training in it that are comfortable doing it. I think most of it is being done by surgeons with specialized training, however.
He kind of mentioned something about, we were talking about the procedure, and he said something about intraoperative ultrasound. And I said, well, for a doc who's referring or trying to decide whether it was, would it make sense to say, do you do intraoperative ultrasound?
Absolutely.
And would the average, and of course, if they say no, then you know that maybe he thought that person shouldn't be doing the surgery.
I would agree.
But that maybe that might be a way to sort of differentiate or at least a first step for practical purposes.
Yes. You know, I go to tumor boards periodically around the state of North Carolina, and I was recently at a tumor board where a case was shown of a guy with a 5-centimeter tumor. The surgeon opened the belly and did RFA in what appeared to be an easy segmentectomy case. And to me, that was totally the wrong approach to this patient. If you had the belly open, the additional morbidity of doing a resection rather than an ablation is minimal. And 5-centimeter lesions are at the upper edge of what anybody would want to ablate. So that was the right idea, but the wrong approach.